sit down and watch a step of step. I'm the four steppers only. I'm Jack. He's Chance.
Yo.
And we back standing on business.
Pure business.
Shit. Do we know any other way?
No, sir. No, sir.
And like we said, he said he's back again.
Hey, I ain't lying. Hey, I ain't no motherfucking lie now. I'm gonna tell the truth, nothing but the truth, but I ain't on no stand though.
Yeah.
But yes, sir.
Doug standing on Benny. He came back. Hey. Welcome back, my boy.
Welcome.
Appreciate y'all again.
Hey, yes, no problem, man. Shoot. We just glad to have you here with us, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Like we said, man, we stand on that shit.
Yeah.
Standing on business.
Yeah, that's all we can do, man.
I mean, like my dad told me a long time ago, man. My dad's passed, God rest his soul. He told me a lot of things in life. But he said, if a man is not worth his word, he's not worth shit.
Yeah.
Facts.
So,
right.
With that being said, like, when I stand on business, like, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to make sure it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even with my kids, man, I try to teach them, hey, word is born.
Yeah. So, you said you're going to do that, hey.
You need to do that.
That motherfucker need to get done.
You're right. Absolutely. Because, like, you're only, like, a man is only good for his word.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how much money you got in your pocket.
That's how it used to be, at least.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's how it used to be.
That's all you had was your word.
Yeah. That's all. It ain't give a fuck about no money. I don't give a fuck what you got. You going to do with it.
There you go.
That's what I'm worried about. Like, fuck the money. But, yeah.
Because, I mean, because you got to understand, back then, money wasn't the all. The
end all be all type
right,
shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like the way I look at it is like if I told you I was gonna be there at a certain time,
yeah,
I was gonna be there.
Right.
If I told you I was gonna have your back, I was gonna be there.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it's like, man, shoot, folks will tell you, hey, I'm on my way. I'm gonna come fuck with you.
But they
ain't never show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'm gonna hit you.
We're not throwing shade at nobody. It's just, you know. Nah, cause some people might take that off.
No pun intended.
Yeah, nah. We just saying it. But why you think niggas had to do contracts and all that shit back in the day? They just used to shake hands on it.
You're right. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, he shook it. Oh, we shook on it.
Yeah, we shook on it, man.
That was good enough.
Your word.
That was good enough.
Yeah. Now.
Now, shoot, I gotta have that shit drunk in black and white.
Put that shit in writing. Put your name by it.
Boy, shoot. Put it in the text.
Yep.
All that, man.
Oh, that have a third.
Hey, if y'all didn't know, a text message is a legal binding document and can be held up in a court of law.
Text messages?
Yes. Bro, but, you say the wrong thing in a text message, bro.
Well, I mean, now they're using
everything.
Not, yeah, they even using rapper lyrics.
It ain't and, shit is off limits. It's not the damn thing. It's off limits.
Free thug, not to throw the conversation off. But yeah, I feel you on that.
Because I mean, shoot, you look at it, man, because like I'm big on my word.
Yeah.
Like, if I say I'm going to do something, I might forget, but I'll make sure it's done.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely forget. That's just for me.
But you young, man. Or you still got Similac on the breath, man. I smell a titty milk off you.
I smelled a lot of marijuana back in the day, man.
Look at that.
I will forget that shit. If you don't, like, little shit. Not to say that little shit don't matter, but, like, if you say, he told me, like, for instance, I'm going to pick you up. Send me that text.
Yeah.
Or make sure you remind me.
Something big, like me helping you move. That was something big. Like, I'm not going to forget that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, oh, shit, I was supposed to go over here at this time. Or, like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, little shit. Like, I told a bit I was going to get her something when I was going grocery shopping. I forgot. You know, you get in a grocery store, vibing out.
Hey.
You seeing all type of different shit that you not supposed to
pick
up.
You don't got no list.
Yeah.
You going to get everything in that bitch. That's my philosophy. No list, if you ain't got no list, you're going to get everything in that bitch.
Let me tell you. That's why I do Kroger pickup or Walmart pickup.
Yeah.
Because I know if I go in that place, I know I'm going to spend more than 40. Per suite. Oh.
Make you a list, man. Yeah. If you're going in, make you a list.
Well, shoot, I got to have my Louisiana.
To it.
Yeah. See, I went to the mall the other day. I went to go return, really exchange something. I got in the wrong size.
Yeah.
I left with.
I told you about buying this
medallion.
I said I left
with a medallion, a new hat, and a new sweater. I'm telling you, man.
Hey, why he go to, what's that place off of, what's it was off Crenshaw that Cat Williams was working at? That's where he went and got that medallion and a hat from.
No, that...
Oh, pimps and hoes?
Yeah. Hell nah.
Hey, man. That bit was... Hey, man. Buddy... Them, hey. Them niggas slick talkers in the middle of the mall, man.
Hey, oh, hell yeah, boy. Well, yeah.
Buddy, hey,
if they get you to stop, they already got you.
Hey, yeah, you talking about Holy Moly?
Oh, it's over
yeah,
with.
Holy Moly got me, man.
It's over with.
I think he just wanted some bread because he's like, what you want to do for it?
But, hey,
what you want to do for it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What you mean?
Motherfucker?
Nah, not like that. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here. Nah, I said, what's up with a freaky? He was like, oh, no. Funny guy. Funny guy. I said.
Hey, but you know those middle of the mall guys? You can usually down talk them.
Yeah.
Yeah, why they trying to do? They trying to get their money, man.
Bro, let me tell you. Like I appreciate hustlers. Because hustlers make you better. Because hustlers will try to. Like, that's what every business does.
Mm-hmm.
But a hustler has to understand, like, what's the market value of it, what his profit margin is going to be, and a comfortable wage for you to spend, regardless if he sees you again or he doesn't.
Yep. Yeah, make it good for everybody. Guys. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But that's like I told you. I hate going to Old National. Because Old National got them will get you.
Yeah, get your ass over there, boy.
Real fast.
Hey.
I'm not going, y'all.
We gonna take you one of these days, bro.
Man, I'm not going.
Well, they get it.
You gonna, hey, listen, you gonna go with 200? You gonna leave a goddamn minus 40? Yep. I don't know how the fuck you gonna leave with minus 40.
Hey, bro,
but that shit gonna be gone.
Hit the ATM in there.
You gonna be giving them goddamn gas in your tank.
No ATM in Atlanta, so I can get scammed.
Bro,
That's how your ass get the minus 40. Fuck so you know your ass hit the ATM in there.
Hey, bro, that's like the where I go get my colognes and stuff from, my oils and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand, like, the way, like, I appreciate them people like that. Because, yes, they're trying to make a living, an honest living. To me, I know this sounds wrong. I know this is against the law, per se. Man, if you come at me with an 85-inch still in the box and that bad boy plug in and still working, you try to sell it for $50, I'm buying it. I don't care where you got it from. I ain't asking no questions. I'm buying it.
They go for anybody.
Yeah.
Even the police got this. 85-inch for $50 and that been work? What?
Hey, you
can not ask no goddamn questions.
Thank you. But if you sit up there and you try to sell me a pistol,
yeah,
no,
bro, I'm gonna start sweating.
Yeah,
start sweating.
What's
wrong with that?
Hey, wait, what's on there?
Bro, try to.
God is on that.
Don't try to sell me nothing with no liability.
I'm
man.
Trying to tell you,
but you know what, bro? But like I said before, that's the stupidest law I've ever heard in my life. Theft by receiving, bro. I paid this motherfucker for my shit.
Yeah, I should be left out this shit.
Yeah, I know it was stolen.
I ain't know it was stolen, the motherfucker.
Granted, of course I knew it was stolen, bro.
Hey, if I don't ask no questions, shit, I don't know shit. Exactly. I don't know what motherfucker say.
But that's also saying like the meat man back in the day, bro. We used to have a meat man that came to the food. Bro, that motherfucker ain't had no truck. He had a grocery.
Damn well your ass was stealing that motherfucker from wherever you work at. Wherever you work at, you making bank. And you helping everybody.
It's still cold.
You think I'm finna steal?
Bro, this dude, when I stayed with my pops for a little minute. So this dude, I don't know where he met him at, but Buddy had a Tacoma with like maybe 3 freezers on the back of that bitch.
He
had quality meat.
He getting busy.
This the meat freezer. This the fish freezer. This the premium fish. I mean, and I used to think like, why he never got a store? Because I'm a kid. Man, my pops told me what that nigga was doing. I think he worked at a spot. And this was stuff that they was getting rid of.
Because,
like, you know, certain stores, they'll get rid of stuff, really, and say it's spoiled, but it ain't, the shelf life is gone.
Right.
That's like, all it's really
you
not.
You freeze that motherfucker.
You freeze that bitch, you good. So yeah. He was taking all the shit that was supposed to be thrown away. Let me get this on the side, which I can't, I'm not going to knock your hustle, bro.
Let me tell y'all something. So, a couple years ago, y'all remember that whole, thing about the truckers where they had so much stolen stuff off of trucks and folks were selling it.
Yeah.
And the folks had sold multi-million dollars of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting back analyzing how they were saying, oh, well, they had a lot, all this stuff at their house and blah, blah, blah. Bro, first of all, why the hell did you have it at your house?
Right.
Secondly, bro, you got cleaning supplies? You tell me somebody they ain't loaded up on that. You tell me somebody like, shoot, you ain't, you got, oh, bro, you got diapers? Bro, I don't give a, I don't care what size they are. I'm getting them.
Right. Yeah. Somebody need them.
Somebody need them.
Yeah.
Bro, I got laundry soap.
Yeah, you get stuff. You get stuff that's people using on a day to day. So, right. Plus, yeah.
Because you look at it, you look at the whole circumstance, bro. If I might not need it, I know somebody that does.
Yeah, I can pass it on.
Because it's like, but that's standing on business also. You looking out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because if you look at and you sit back and analyze things, people will fool with you in a different light, in a different aspect, just because of the way you move and the way you operate.
Yeah.
Because if they treat you, if you treat them like, oh, shoot, I know brother, bro come through. Let me hit his line. Oh, shoot, that's like my bro earlier today told me he had this unknown cologne. We're going to call it Suave Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabbed it for $25.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think my response was?
Right. Let me get that.
But they got any more?
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, but like you said, remember though, like you said, sometimes it be a catch 22. Like everybody ain't the same person.
Bro,
everybody
no.
isn't thorough. You feel me? Because because like you said, you can do that. Like how your boy hit boom, boom, boom. He got it for 25. He could have said, but he could have hit you up and be like, shit, I got it for 75. Knowing he got it for 25, knowing the shit cost like 100 something, but now he making a $50 profit off you.
But I mean, but honestly, but to me, that I understand cap.
Yeah.
If it don't make a dollar, it don't make sense.
Right.
Just because I bought it straight up, depending on which level I fool with you or I fought with you, is depending on the price I put with it. Because if you don't understand, some nigga pay fake nigga. It's not fake nigga. It's fuck nigga fees.
Yeah.
Excuse my language. That just means I charge you a different price just because I know you ain't right.
Yeah.
I know you ain't solid. I know you don't stand on business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hit you with that tax.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I've experienced that.
Like, my services. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
let me doing this for you.
I've been going to, so I used to smoke. I don't smoke no more. But when I did, I only copped from like 3 people because somebody wasn't going to be available or whatever. But the main dude I used to cop from, he was like, hey man, I need to go serve this dude up the street. You might give me a ride. I'm like, bet. You know, you always come through for me. Fuck it, I'll give you a ride.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude copping the same as much as me. I paid 40 for mine. You making buddy pay like 70. But then I seen who it was.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was like I'm not gonna say it's no stereotypes, but he was the type of dude.
He green,
and you could tell if he got caught with it, it's over with.
Yeah.
Oh, he a green bean.
Like this dude, he was had the bowl cut.
Oh yeah.
Fresh out the porch.
Teenage white dude. Oh, thanks, man. Hey, man. This
he's gonna
man.
Keep it up off
him. It, man. So you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like. I'm laughing because I'm like, bro, why you charge that man $80 for that?
He don't know no better.
Like, bro, you seen? Like, I don't know. And then he was like, and he literally told me, he was like, if he get caught with that, he gonna tell on me.
Yeah.
So why not?
Exactly.
I said, hey, man.
Bro, but like we tell people all the time, there's no honor amongst thieves. That's like when you look at so many people that like that one dude that I remember. He talking about something. He bought some weed off somebody. Bro, he OD'd. I ain't never seen nobody OD'd off weed.
Yeah, you tripped.
It wasn't.
They had a Narcan in them.
Yeah,
you had fentanyl.
Yeah, you caught.
Bro, then when I was in Augusta, I'm standing out in the hood. I heard two dudes arguing back and forth. Bro, I told you to put a gram in there. I told you to put this in there. I asked my partner that was standing next door, like standing right beside me. I said, bro, what they arguing about? Oh, bro, shoot. They talking about how much grams of crack they put in their blunts. What?
God
like damn. We said, you can't. There's no honor amongst fees. People don't stand on business.
Yeah,
yeah. You definitely. I'm not believing shit you say if you smoke crack.
Bro, hey, I ain't never. Hey, one thing I can't tell you though, I ain't never seen a crackhead die from COVID.
A crackhead ain't die from COVID?
Hell nah. You name one crackhead to die from COVID.
I don't know crackhead.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, shoot. That's Jack from his Jeezy days, man. I don't know no crackhead, man.
Well, let me tell you something. I've seen crackheads got on weather every storm, every got on the bubonic plague, and they still don't. It's like them bastards chiseled out of the same rock they smoking.
They probably is. Yeah.
So I mean, with me looking at it, it's like the generation I grew up in, you can go get somebody. Oh shit, I'm about to get myself in trouble. You can go get somebody a double eye, and they'll do any kind of yard work on you.
Yeah, them old crackheads. See, the thing about it is, them old crackheads dying out. So like, I never had that. Yeah,
you got new ones now. They on that other shit.
They on that
junkies.
There you go.
It's a difference between a junkie and then a crackhead.
Yeah, a
right?
Crackhead only do crack, goddamn.
Yeah, crackhead only do crack.
But hold on. One thing about a crackhead though, you have functioning crackheads.
Yeah.
That will got on do their job. And they stand on business.
On the weekend, it's up. They ain't doing nothing but smoke. Right?
Like that. After the work day is up.
It's after the work day. Shoot, you, hey, man, I had, like, I've learned, like, shit, if I need some work done, shit, I go to the hood and find
a crackhead. That's what I was trying to get at. A crackhead going. They'll work for that shit.
He gonna make that money.
Yeah.
Because it's the end result.
Clean your car, cut your grass.
But what?
Anything you need, crackhead got you, right?
Bro, they might not have the equipment. They gonna go borrow it from somebody else just to do the job for you.
Say, hey, man, let me hold this by goddamn 2 hours.
And they'll bring the shit back that they borrow because they know they gonna need it next time. You feel me?
Bro, my grandma was the absolute best person. Because she actually like had crackheads come through there that did work around the house.
Oh,
she had a plumber. She had a handyman. She had a grass cut man.
All that for the load, bro. All that for the load,
bro. She would got down and make sure she would give them $5-$10 and a plate of food, bro.
Oh, they coming to do the
and they get
that's top quality work.
They get busy
off of that. But now you don't got that nowadays. You just got the meth heads. You know what I'm saying?
They,
hair on.
They just gonna steal some blowing shit up. Hell nah. Yeah, they gonna blow that motherfucker up.
They gonna steal some shit from you.
Yeah, facts.
They gonna be peeping something that they can take and steal something from you and gain a profit. So it's like, where do I set the boundaries? It's like these individuals that we have bred nowadays, these new age junkies, are not the crackheads that me my mama got on grew up with. They made them 80s.
Because they smoking something different, man. They smoking something different, bro. They can't do it old school crackheads. Man, shout out to the old school crackheads.
Yeah, what you talking about, man? Shoot.
Yeah, fact.
Ooh, my number one mechanic used to be a crackhead, bro.
And you got some top quality work done on your car.
Man, let me tell you something.
A good
because they
time,
stood on
dude.
Business. Because they stood on business. Because you got to understand, if they did quality work, more people would fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they know they are.
And they knew that meant
this person.
Right.
Now, you ain't going to be buddy-buddy with them, but, hey, man, I need this done. $40. They going to be all right, bet.
But you know what? It's depending on, but that also saying, as a person, how do you read an individual that does that? You also know how to gauge them. You sit there and build a relationship with and understanding, oh, if he ain't get his junk, he don't want to do no work.
Yeah.
Or if I ain't got nothing for him, but he going to come over my house, let me go see if somebody needs some work. Let me call somebody and see if they need some work because I don't need nothing done today. Let me see if Miss Joanne got no need you to do something.
Yeah.
But that's how you build those connections with them because 9 times out of 10, they're not going straight too far away.
Yeah.
No.
They'll stay in the vicinity, mm-hmm. but that was the benefit of not having as much communication as we did back in the day because now everybody got a doing cell phone.
Yep.
Yeah. And now them bastards be...
Even homeless people. I seen a homeless dude with a goddamn cell phone. I said, nigga, I know your ass ain't homeless.
Bro.
You got a goddamn cell phone.
Bro, for sure.
Hit them Obama phone, bro. Them damn fools,
man. Bro. When I was back in Miami, bro, I was taking a bus from school, man. This nigga had some foams on and was on the bus asking people for change. Nigga came to me, hey, little bro, and you can spare something. I said, bro, look at my feet and look at you. You got on better shoes than you got on foams, bro. That's $250. Get the fuck, bro. Get out of here. Throw your ass,
get
out of here, bro.
But the thing is, it's like, I used to, like, no joke, bro. I used to go downtown Athens. I used to see the same folks downtown Athens, right? That lived up the street from my mom. My grandmama. And they had a house. But on weekends, Friday and Saturday night, you dressing homeless. Going down there to got doing scrounge some change.
See, you different, bro. You on bullshit.
Yeah. Nah. He making money, but you ain't gonna get me.
Oh, yeah. You kind of people and shit. Yeah, you on bullshit, bro.
But I mean, that's why you tell them, bro, you already know who I am, man. Shoot. Hey, what's up, Byron?
To know a nigga like that move like that by the first name is crazy.
But hey,
oh god,
I'm like, this can't be real. I need to get this shit on video.
But the crazy part about it is,
your house is better. Like, what the fuck,
bro? This dude was like literally, had pit bulls. Be asking me, hey man, you want to buy a new pit?
Man, but he got money.
He got money, but he going down there to get them green ass people. To got on contribute to his pocket.
They do be green.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Sure be
green. Oh, I saw one on giving him like $50 one night.
Yeah, nah. Can't be me.
Hey, probably making bucks. A killing.
Can't be me.
Nah.
I don't, hey. Never mind. I'm going to hold that one to myself.
Nah, say it.
No.
Bro, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
I'll tell you after.
But there's one thing about me though, man. When I see those individuals that hold signs saying that we, we're hard on our luck and blah blah blah, but you got your kids out there with you, bro. I have no respect for you.
Yeah,
as a
what
man,
you teaching them?
What you doing,
bro? I have no respect for you as a man.
Yeah,
because you're enabling your kids to think this is okay.
Yeah.
No. So what about this is saying that, bro? You got to go out here and get it. I don't care how you get it. Well,
you can't how they get it. You ain't trying to.
I ain't trying, to scam. Yeah, don't sell your soul or something. I mean, shoot, because $20 is $20.
Right.
It's just like, I ain't finna be out there. Like we say, $20 is $20. So, what was that? What movie was that? Beer Fest? When he was talking about, the dude was up there in the car talking about some ZJs and BJs. Bro, you ain't not finna have me out here looking bad and down bad like that for no easy ass $20. Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It ain't that bad.
Yeah,
no. It ain't that bad. But when I used to work, man, I used to work at Five Guys, bro. It's this dude who had one of them times, man, I'm about down on my luck. You know what I mean? I'm struggling. He had his people out there. He had his little work van and he had work ain't coming through right now. I'm just trying to feed my family. Man, I'm always leaving work with food, so I'll throw him some food.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, any restaurant that I worked at, I was getting them because they always try to have this rule of, oh, you only supposed to eat one meal and you're not supposed to eat it all. Fuck that. I work here. I'm leaving with something. Okay. So Five Guys, I used to get them like, I might drop. Man, 6-8 patties on the grill. Cause I used to work the grill, make like a couple burgers. Cause I got roommates and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then I knew the homeless dude might be out there, so I'ma slide him 2 little burgers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was in a position where I couldn't give you no money. I need all the money I
right,
make.
But I can give you some.
But I can give you some of this food, bro. I know at least you eating. You feel me? Sure. And it's a big ass burger, so you gonna be good.
Damn right.
Yeah, man. But that shit right there, that just goes into what we talking about today, man.
Are you
having your kids out there?
Man,
are you an alpha? Are you a beta?
Right.
Hell nah.
Right.
Now you could be an alpha and have to, you know, maybe have to do that, but you ain't gonna let nobody know I was down bad.
You still got your pride.
Yeah, you still got your pride. Like I gotta do this, but I'm not finna take them out there, cause when times get hard for them. They gonna be out there. Well, my dad did it. Let me just go.
Let me go out here and do something.
Man, that ain't.
That ain't the look I want.
That ain't it.
Cause let me tell you something. Kids disrespectful as I don't know what, bro.
Hell yeah.
They gonna bring that shit up at the wrong time.
They stay whatever
and smile in your face about that shit too. Yeah, thinking that shit.
They don't know. They'll say that shit at the wrong time. What? My daddy begged and run off. Now everybody like,
Now you embarrassed. Like, I'm gonna get this little motherfucker.
Back in the day, hey. Like, what? And run off on your ass. Like, kids as hell, bro. I'm bro, telling you.
Hey, let me tell you. Boy, that's like, my youngest son. He be saying stuff cryptic, but you gotta pay attention to what he says.
Yeah.
Bro, when he got doing, like, listening to what he says and having to pay attention, he'll say something real slick and real word, like, real smooth to where if you don't know what he's saying or you thinking he just talking,
you'll let it get off.
You'll let it get off. But he actually really means it.
He talking shit for real.
Right. But it's like, my oldest two threw me on the bus at one time. Told him, my daddy be doing this. I want to punch you dead in your motherfucking throat right now. I can't because you got these people looking at me goddamn goofy right now.
You're supposed to keep it silent for me, brother.
Yeah, you're supposed to hold it down.
But now, next thing I know, hey, Dad, let me holler at you for a second. Oh, hell nah. You threw me under the bus. I'd be a motherfucking fool if I let you goddamn do the same shit I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
But you just threw me under the bus. Well, Dad, let me... No.
Got one time.
Yeah.
One time and it's over with.
Yeah. But okay, so then that goes into the question that like this right here. So, being with that being said, since could that be taught or what, do you think that's already instilled in him to be like you or
like an alpha male?
Yeah, to be like.
But you know what alpha male when you walk into a room,
right? Because I feel the same thing.
Because you can tell when you walk into a room who your betas are and who your alphas are.
Yeah.
No matter what job you're walking into, even with dominant females, it's like a herd of lions. You can or sharks. You can smell the blood in the water. And you can look at somebody or you can look at a dog or a pet.
Yeah.
And as soon as they got them bow their head or they tuck their tail, another dog walks around or another animal walks around, you know who's dominant.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can tell a lot of times when these people that you're dealing with are betas or alphas because they try too hard to be seen. And usually your alphas just sit back and just watch the view.
Just be chilling.
And then once they smell or feel like they need to show who they are, it doesn't take that much effort.
Yeah.
But with a beta male, it's like, They usually be over the top.
Yeah, they go too much. They go to the end of the world to show their point. Goddamn,
yeah, like, it ain't that deep.
Because it usually takes one sentence. Bro, who the fuck you think you talking to?
Yeah, once you hear a person say, "Listen," once I hear that, I'm like my head turning like, uh oh,
exactly. So shit finna go
to happen. Because I'm not gonna lie. Anybody that know me, I'm an instigator. I don't know why. Maybe it's just how I might not even be trying to instigate. I just might say something in it. I mean, I might be like, nah. A nah at the wrong point of time might set somebody off. You know what I'm saying?
Right about that.
Like, nah, it's crazy.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody has told me something, and I'm like, what? Nah, that's crazy, bro. Like, couldn't have been me, man.
That's the right word. You say that shit.
And then they like,
What? Okay. Motherfucker say what? Oh, it's over.
Fuck, it's like, but I ain't even trying to.
Never mind.
Yeah, bro.
I probably wouldn't let it get off. You know?
Yeah. Like, bro. Nah, I ain't mean it like that. Or like, you feel me?
Bro, I know my ass. If you say the wrong shit to me the wrong way, bro, I'll look at you goofy at first. I won't say nothing. I get quiet. Because I know my mouth. Because I know if I say the wrong shit, it's gonna come out.
Fuck me. I'm trying to keep myself composed.
Yeah.
Fuck you, nigga.
I'm like, shh.
Those type of people though, like, they annoying, man. I can't rock with them. Because I'm the type of person when I come into something new, I'm gonna be cordial.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna be like myself.
Yeah.
I gotta sit back. Like, who can I rock with?
Right.
Who can I rock with?
That's how you gotta do though.
That's how you gotta gauge.
You gotta feel everybody out though, cause
motherfucker
throw your ass right up under the bus if you don't do that shit. You'll think they cool and then you'll see their true colors. But oh shit,
That shit happened at the job.
Hey, all the time.
This nigga could tell you. I thought I was vouching for the nigga. Nah, he cool.
You can't never rap.
He cool. Nah, I'm telling you, he cool. He cool whole time.
Motherfucker snake.
Motherfucker stabbing me in the back. Saying wild shit about me. And I'm like, I'm going to this person wondering like, hey man, why is this happening?
Yeah.
And so why am I in this certain position at work when I know I'm doing my thing? Oh, I don't know, man. You know, whole time you contributing to the bullshit, right, man? And Jack was the one. I don't know, Chance. I'm like, nah, man. He cool. And that's why I wasn't there. You might not know about this, man. I was not there when that same person who was being a snake to me almost got pure work from Jack.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Niggas, if you a hater, you can't.
But the thing is, bro. Okay. Always when I come into somewhere else, you know you can feel that vibe. Like you like it ain't too hard. Like if they faking it, okay, mm-hmm. cool, it might be a little bit of a hesitation, but if you can feel the vibe when you fucking with somebody off the rip. Like when I first came in, I called that motherfucking phone. Guess who picked up? I knew off the phone call because I told him that, hey, I think I'm in the wrong area. He said, yeah, bro, just come through. Yeah, yeah. You good?
Yeah, he cool.
I mean, it was. It was like, cool.
Yeah.
So then it's like, bro, you just, sometimes that shit be
hard. Man, some folk be faking in some silicone titties. Bruh. I ain't going to hold you, bro.
Hey,
I'm just saying though, bro. Because like, that same
ass, that suit and everything,
bro. Like I tell people all the time, like this is the way I am. Hey, I fuck with you, just don't fuck me.
Yeah.
Because once you fuck me,
it's over with.
Hey, bro, I don't give a fuck if you got them bleeding out. I'm gonna piss on you,
exactly,
and walk over you. Fuck you, buddy.
Okay, so you think some of that has to do with the zodiac sign, or is that just like? Okay, does it have to be with growing up with a woman? Like, what? Because I ain't going to cap down. I was, like, my mom did most of the upbringing for me, for real. Like,
I was a single household. My mama got out of the military as a first sergeant. And a lot of her, like, a lot of her motivation is instilled. But when I tell people my zodiac sign, they were like, oh, it explains a lot. Fuck you mean it?
Yeah, what's your sign? What's your sign?
Yeah, what are you?
A Leo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, not that done.
I'm a Leo too, so I think it might have a little bit to do with the sign a little bit. Nah,
hey, fuck the both of y'all niggas, man. I'm a Libra though, so I could see how.
Yeah, you scale.
Yeah, I work with the scales, man. But I could see how.
Oh, yeah.
My sign and how I am relate.
Can you tell? But with Leos.
Yeah, my brother Leo, man. I grew up with a Leo, but see, my brother kind of is a mix with me, and that just goes off of what you said.
Yeah.
I have both parents in the household, right? But my pops was always grinding. He was a truck driver.
Exactly.
My dudes did the majority of the thing. Exactly. Not to take away, like, pops was there. I ain't grow up, you know what I mean? But my dudes was doing the majority of the thing. So me and him were raised around women. But, like, I always tell people, man, I was raised around women, but they raised us to be men.
Yeah.
Now, granted, women, they might do their little stuff that they want, or throw their little female.
Right. My mom ain't never let me see that though. Like she ain't never.
Like she, I don't even know. How could I explain it? Like some stuff growing up as an adult, I'm like, okay, my deuce was saying this, but now you really can't move like that. That was just, she threw some of emotions in there mixed with the right stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I grew up with a Leo. So yeah, like I see some of the things like, you can't say that. Some stuff you're not going to say to my brother, and it's gone. Right. You know what I'm saying?
The
yeah, no.
Thing
yeah.
We'll get bring you. It out.
Yeah.
And that's I'm a real, and I feel like this. I'm a real smooth, laid-back Leo. I think I might be one of the smoothest laid-back Leos. Me and Jack, to be honest. Because Jack cool, too. I feel like we'll be on it. No.
But, Jack
but the thing is, like you got to, like, I mean by, you got to do something to.
Yeah, to
get me out of my goddamn character, because I'm gonna try my hardest. Because me fighting me is a battle alone. You feel me?
Yeah,
me fighting the coming out is a fucking battle alone. Bro, me trying to fight me from fighting you to not fight you, nigga, that's a even fucking look, bigger battle.
Chance has brought this shit up plenty of time before. Chance has heard me goddamn go the fuck off on somebody.
Yeah.
And for me to goddamn be calm, I need to walk my ass the fuck off.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
I'm already hot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but Leo is fucking short for lion, nigga. So please do not fucking fuck with us. Like this shit don't be a game. A motherfucker would really snap and not know what the fuck just happened.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not lying. Like, this shit don't like, be a game. This shit don't be that. A gimmick. Like, I'm this shit is a real deal.
I done seen, I'm telling you, bro, my brother, man. I done seen a nigga turn up
bruh.
In the club. He be like, what? Yeah, bro, you did that.
Not know
but,
what the fuck.
But see, me, I'm the same way because I'm so chill.
Exactly.
Like, I don't like getting mad because when I'm mad, I stay mad.
Exactly. I don't like
I don't like that. So you,
bro. Once I get pissed off, your ass is done with me. I ain't got no conversation with you, bro. It's fuck you from that day forth.
And I don't be wanting to do that shit because I would let that shit be known. I don't like you.
I'll tell somebody in a heartbeat. I don't fuck with you. Why the fuck are you talking to me?
Yeah, that you gotta work some shit. Working with him, being in the trenches that we work in, and seeing different scenarios where. He come in, it's like, all right, and that nigga crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I try to keep my shit to a...
Yeah, I try to keep my shit to... Because for some...
Possible.
For some reason, like, it's weird with me. I don't like doing all the talking.
Yeah.
But if you don't calm down while I'm talking, it's over with. Because I'm not going to keep talking.
Oh, hell yeah.
Most of the time, in our work scenario... People will chill. They'll be like, all right, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell it to you.
I'm going to tell it to you straight.
Yeah, I'm going to tell it to you how it is. And I feel like my upbringing, how I was raised and where I was raised, the environment, made me like that.
You can do that. Hey, you can really get down to the level. Hey, bro, do this so this won't happen.
Yep. Exactly.
If you don't do this, this shit going to happen.
Regardless.
You ain't going to have no control over nothing.
This shit is going to happen.
Yeah.
It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm trying to get this understanding, like, bro.
Cause like, I could use just work as an example. So, like you said, some stuff gonna happen regardless, right? Some people like the little action, or something like that. Me, if we could chill.
I'll chill. But if you're not going to chill.
If you're not going to chill, it's up then. Yeah, and I'll tell them that. Hey, listen. We deep. We deep. But we not trying to do this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you go ahead and let this happen.
Just let it happen, bro.
Because it's going to happen regardless. The choice is yours.
Buddy, I said, hey, it's either me or more of me. Motherfucker looked to the goddamn right. He seen all these things. I told you.
Yeah.
Like, what
bro, we had a dude get out of the car one day talking about something. Man, I'm more afraid of y'all than the motherfuckers in jail.
Yeah, because we not
here to fuck around. I ain't going to cap
you now. We going to get it done because we got to deal with your ass. Then we got to go over here. We not trying to bullshit with you, bro.
You know what I mean?
But with that being said, it's still like, bro, you stand. But like I tell people all the time, I'm going to stand up on all two.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to stand up for what I got to say. I mean, because I stand behind whatever the hell comes out my mouth.
Right.
Because like I was taught before. My word is what I got going on.
Yeah.
And if I can't keep my word, I'm not gonna fake the funk with
you. So if you say some shit and you not about it, don't even say it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Set up, man.
Yeah. Don't even say it.
You just wasting goddamn oxygen.
Are you wasting hell?
I could definitely see my sign being a big part of I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, this your sign. I can't fuck with you.
Yeah, I ain't one of those type of people.
Nah,
yeah.
But I could only speak on me because, like, I like to keep the peace. Ain't nothing like just chilling.
Everything peaceful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm real big on vibe. So if your vibe is off, I'm not going to kick it with you like
right, absolutely.
How I want to kick it with, or how I'm supposed to kick it with you, or whatever.
And I feel the same way, shit. I like to chill. Jack like to chill. Till it's time to go hunting.
Yeah,
when it's time to go hunting.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what the fuck just happened. Goddamn.
Yeah.
I don't like it just get done.
Bro, when I used to work I used to work in, I worked in three different prisons.
Yeah.
That right there alone showed me, one, how to talk to people.
Yeah.
Two, how to deal with multiple personalities. You could see which one really about that, which one really not about that, who different people's strengths and weaknesses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody locked up, but everybody can't do this time.
Right.
So you might have a motherfucker that trip out, and the thing about it too, I had to learn how to diffuse different situations dolo, because it's me and 80 to 100 convicted felons. I don't know what they did. Some of them murdered people. Some of them just stole. I don't know what they did. You in here. So you on a level with me.
Right.
So I'm going to approach you regardless with the same thing.
Same level of respect.
Bro, any place, any dorm that I ran, I gave the same speech because it just worked. And I was being 100. You already locked up. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You are locked up.
You already.
Because some niggas forget. They forget, honestly. Because they have a certain way of life in there that they forget. Now, I'm going to remind you. You locked up. I'm only here for 12 hours. So them 12 could be smooth. Or I could fuck with you the whole 12. But come 7 o'clock, come 6 o'clock, I'm gone. I'm not looking back. Oh, you a bitch. You don't get no pussy. At 7 o'clock, I will.
What you gonna be getting?
Oh man, at 7 o'clock, I will be so deep in some pussy. I will be eating a good meal. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna get off and go get a steak. You still? I used to say this shit to him because I need you to feel what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I'm gonna hit you where it hurt. I'm not gonna try to hit you or fight you. You all you do is work out and eat bullshit food. So you strong as fuck.
Yep.
I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb. I can't whoop all of y'all. But I know these words gonna it's gonna touch your soul.
Yep.
You could call me, oh man, you fat mom, oh blah, blah, blah. Hey man, I got a bitch at the crib that's still gonna eat it up. How long you got? Man, fuck you. Hey.
Hey. Somebody out there, right. Old lady.
You try me? Hey man, I got the keys to everything in this motherfucker. You wanna microwave your food? You wanna
be cool with me, I'll be cool with
don't
you.
Don't even some people they be like, damn, that fucked up. You did that. I'm like, nah, I had to. Nigga was trying me. Dude was trying me every time I went to work. I would just ignore him. But I'm like, nah, I'm done with this, man. The nigga was trying me. I said, all right, keep it up. I don't know if he bet some shit and couldn't pay it back or what, but he was about to get his shit clapped in the room. I used to work the night shift, so it was locked down. Once you went there at night, you went there.
What you mean by clap?
We in prison, man. He about to get clapped. It ain't like he about
jelly
to
or
get
sir?
Good. No. Somebody about to take his manhood.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm walking through with my little flashlight, checking to make sure everybody in the. And my thing is,
if you would've been cool,
I work with respect. Some niggas, they got this bright ass, like they'll shine it in everybody's face each round. We got to do multiple rounds a night. You sleep, bro. You don't want that bright ass light in your shit. So I just pointed to the roof, make sure everybody in the room, right? He hear me come on to the dorm. I like, Champ, pop the door, bro. Champ, pop the door. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm checking. I'm like, what for? Bro, just pop the door, bro. Please, bro. So one dude was like, Chance not finna pop that dough for you, bro. You be trying that nigga.
See?
So I said, he right. Well, you fuck, bro. I'm thinking he gotta use the bathroom, he thirsty or whatever. But I was so chill and so cool with the inmates. Nigga told me, hey man, you know, so-and-so got up out of here. I came to work after a long, long weekend. I'm like, what you mean? I said, oh, he got caught with some shit? Nah, man. He got clapped, man. That day, you didn't pop the dough. So I'm like, wait a minute. It's four niggas in the room. Y'all ain't trying to help them? Help that nigga for what? You got to pay your debts. They was telling me, like, buddy got his shit took, and them niggas was just in there. So that's why I'm like, listen, that's hard for you to hear another man getting it, and you just trying to sleep. So while I'm here, I'm going to try to make this as easy as possible. So y'all, let's just chill. From
Chance, chilling, you traumatize the fuck out of me right now.
Hey, shit, man, dog. I done seen some shit. That's what I'm saying, like,
bro,
how I came up, what I done seen, what I experienced. So you asking, is that your son being that way from you? I think yes, but a major part of it is going to be what he see. You know what I mean? How he come up, what he experienced to, you know, really form him. Because I done been through the motions, bro. Me as a kid to like a teen, preteen.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was sweet. I was soft. Oh God, I was soft. It wasn't until I moved back to Miami and see one of my partners get jumped. Nigga take his shoes.
Shit get real, real quick.
I told you not to wear them shoes, bro. Shit get real. You feel me?
Shit, I got
different stuff that I seen. Like, nah, man, it ain't. I done seen. If you don't know, but I lived in Maine. You know the state of Maine. And nothing but white people are there. It was great. White people are just living their life. Oh man, welcome, man. I didn't know you people were real. We even seen you on TV. Like, they not racist. They just can't believe like
black people actually exist.
You know, I only see black people on TV. It's great to have you here, man. They'll ask some stupid shit though, but they not racist. They just honestly want to know. Like, you are a unicorn to them.
The way I look at it, though, like, when you said, like bro, because I understand I was jaded when I was growing up. Yeah, my cousins helped me grow a little bit, but I ain't really become the individual that I am now until I kept getting fucked over.
Yeah, it's going to take a few things to become an alpha.
It takes you to get fucked over to find out, though.
Yeah.
It's like, because... Man, I had to realize shit that life ain't nothing but ain't sunshines and rainbows.
Hell,
not at all.
You gotta take some shit.
Yeah, you gonna have to take a few punches.
You gonna be the one they taking from?
Who you telling? Because I look at life now. It's like, bro, this world is full of savages.
Real shit.
It's dog eat dog.
Yeah, that's when
that's alpha, what this shit was bred off of.
Yep, when the alpha and the beta come in, man.
Damn right.
That's. Like, it took some things for me. I consider myself an alpha. Now, somebody might be like, oh, that nigga funny. Hey,
I'm a beta.
Listen, man, I'm not.
Hey, by the way, y'all, I'm just fucking with y'all. Shit, if you think I'm a fucking beta, shit, you
that's probably. Hey, that's why I ain't even respond. I just sniffed. I'm like,
I done seen right. Alpha shit.
Exactly. All right, nigga.
Like, man, that nigga wild. But we at work.
Yeah, all of us alphas, this, man.
I be trying to say work stuff without telling where we work at, but. We had I'm gonna say the code because you think the code
code might give it out. This thing, Florida, this say customer. This thing,
just say customer.
Yeah, the code.
Okay, all right.
Say a customer.
So a customer came and it was one of those customers where all hands on deck.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
With some outside help. Right. So we had to help the outside.
Get the person inside.
Yeah. Jack just. Handled that on his own, and we didn't even know. We just seen him push up with the cousin. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck did you just do? And half of me was like, damn, that's crazy. But the other half of me was like, damn, nigga, I was kind of looking forward to
helping out.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's like when people like, it's crazy to me because every day that we come to work and even new hires hear about the bullshit antics that happened to me. And it's like,
yeah,
don't be like Jack. He done got tased in the face. Oh, don't be like Jack. He done got tased around the damn neck. He done got shit thrown on him.
Yeah, I heard all that shit.
Come in.
I heard all that shit. Like, damn, what the fuck? Damn, they're trying to traumatize the motherfucker.
I feel like when anybody new come in, they kind of get a rundown of how everybody is.
Yeah.
If somebody new done ask me, where they at, man? I heard you know where they at. I mean, I don't know you. The fuck you heard that? You heard that from you?
You don't got that wrong look.
Yeah, what are you talking about? They said that you be where they at.
You talking about a green bean that tried to throw out his wallet at somebody that first day he was working?
Oh, yeah. Anybody throwing out a wallet, I don't even want to be close to.
Bro, he
can't even be associated with me.
You down at a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, nah.
I can't remember.
You talking about the goddamn high yellow khaki motherfucker.
And I was like, bro, you'll get down like
paymaster.
No, man, I ain't.
Shit, he'll get there before me. Shit, he paying.
What, paying?
He paying for
hey,
it.
Hey, he can have it.
For sure.
Like, he paying. Hey, he got it, boss.
I'll pay for it in another way. You feel me? I ain't just gonna leave the money on the nightstand. He go.
Shit.
Man, you pay a hold.
Hey, let's go out.
You don't pay a hold to stay. You pay a hold to leave. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say it like that. I'm sorry.
You trying to?
You do though. Get the fuck on. I do not need you. Your services were very appreciated.
But
appreciated. Appreciated.
Hey, you gonna come back and forth, right? Hey, can you make sure you got a sandwich on the end table for me? And a goddamn sandwich?
That's crazy.
And a little water?
Something.
I mean, shit, I'm paying you for it.
But nah, that's just,
But
I don't, I don't fold with nobody.
But you know what, bro? We're dealing with certain customers. Motherfuckers can smell that shit on you, whether you are alpha or beta.
Yeah.
Because, like, we tell people all the time, bro, if you back the fuck down or you bitch up, you will never get the respect back again.
Yeah.
That motherfucker gonna treat you like a hoe every time he comes here.
Yeah.
I see a nigga get his ass whooped. And I never let that nigga lay that shit down. And
somebody working? Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
No. This was somebody.
Hey, remember that customer that we had?
Who was part of customer service.
Oh, yeah. Y'all gonna have to run.
Man.
Hey, y'all gonna have to run me down after this.
All right. I'll tell you. They don't work that no more, though. They don't work that no more. But, hey, man. Look.
Remember that one customer that came in? And swung at me, and that motherfucker got them. And lo and behold, every time after that motherfucker comes in, that motherfucker don't make a peep.
Yeah, man, this Jack silenced them. But this fool got pure work. But I mean, it was. And
you seen it?
Hell yeah, bro, we saw it on camera,
bro.
No. I saw outside help get pushed down on camera.
We are the reason.
We saw that one.
Y'all saw that one.
Sit down, little man. Listen, bro. We the reason that some access has been taken away.
Hell yeah, we were goddamn.
I done seen that shit in slow mo, reversed it.
Oh, so y'all the reason why we can't see shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering why some of them motherfuckers goddamn go blank. I'm like, damn, why the motherfucker?
Bro,
just stacking that bitch.
Man, we seen this ass whooping live.
Bro, and that motherfucker got torqued.
But see, the crazy part about it is,
like, go ahead, Chance.
The thing about it is the reason why we moved that way afterwards is because you was a fuck nigga.
Yeah.
You was a beta, quote unquote. How you moving was crazy. So the fact that you got work like that, of course we gonna clown. Of course we gonna never let you. Anytime I saw him. I called him north to south.
Well, that motherfucker got toe rolled.
Cause that's how it started on the north.
That motherfucker got
ended on the south.
No.
That motherfucker got you. Yes, bro.
Hey, nah, I'm talking about when you 12, 13. You know when you was really jumping like,
bro, that was,
damn.
Bro, thought he was in a goddamn hole. He was the bull and the motherfucker was the goddamn toro.
Yeah. It did not work out in your favor, bro.
And it was a shift change. So our whole shift had all our gear off and made it upstairs.
Straight like that. And when we heard the call go out,
It was a little fuzzy.
It wasn't even that person. It was the customer. So we taking our.
What the fuck you mean it was the customer?
All I'm gonna say. No.
No. The customer do that.
Man, I don't know how the hell that customer did that. I think Chance told him some moves before we left off.
Bro, all we heard was, "I told you leave me alone. I told you leave me alone." So we leaving. It was literally like. You know how shit changes. All right, everybody, y'all be safe. I told you leave me alone. And everybody like, I told you leave me alone. When I wish this shit was on camera.
But we
just everybody in the room, all at the same time, said this person's name and took off running.
Bro,
said this name.
Hear that damn.
Took off running, bro.
And the mic just opened up. Hey, so you say, oh shit.
He must have hit that button, got down to open it up. Yeah,
bro.
He couldn't top it up.
Hey, but look. That's it. It's been the time. Y'all tune in next week. You coming back, bro, or not?
Hey, man, I'm coming back.
Hey, coming back.
Hey, like Craig told Smokey.
Come back.
God damn it, I'm coming back, man.
Yeah, but we out.
Peace.
Peace.